You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, I love this song.
I still see Carl Weathers.
You said what?
Apollo Creed.
That's right.
It's when he died.
Why you tell the ending, man? You spoiled the ending.
That wasn't the ending. That happened in the beginning. Drago killed his ass.
But you just, I mean, come on, dude. You're like, you know, you can't be telling people how what happened in the movie.
If I could change, you could change. Everybody could change. Yeah.
Whoa, that was his best acting job. That was his best acting job, like, ever. We can't make fun of Sylvester Stallone. Oh, dude.
Adrian. Rocky was the best.
Joining us right now for Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, Sam Cohn. What's up, Sam?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Sam, just doing some numbers here. Baltimore Orioles have played in 86 games. They've scored three or fewer runs in 42 of those games. They've been shut out 9 times. In 35 of those 42 games, they've lost. You can tell me about pitching all you want. When you score three or fewer runs in almost half your games, you, my friend, have an offensive problem.
That's right. Yeah, you mentioned that 9 shutout, those 9 shutouts this season. That's one more than all of 2024.
Yeah.
So I think that there are signs of guys having good nights. I think Monday was a perfect example of, like, Gunnar Henderson still has it somewhere in him. Colton Kowser can still put the ball over the fence. I think there are moments where you're seeing an offense that can be electric. And Monday was a perfect example of that. And I think, like, when you think about this series, obviously Jacob deGrom and Nathan Eovaldi are incredible pitchers. But at the end of the day, like, as an offense, if you're going to compete in this league, like, you got to put runs up. And this offense hasn't done that. And I think that to some extent the Orioles might be hoping or are definitely hoping, like, okay, hey, you get Jordan Westberg back in the next couple of days, hopefully. Tyler O'Neill is going to rejoin the team this weekend. Either of those are guarantees that that improves the offense holistically. But, I mean, you're looking at an offense that has been quiet for the most part. And, yes, you mentioned the pitching. Like, pitching's been better than it was earlier this year. It's not great. Guys like Tomoyuki Sugano have tailed off a little bit, especially in his last couple starts. But, I mean, we want to talk about the offense. It's nowhere near where it should be and where a lot of people expected it would be coming into the season.
Hey, I'm kind of curious. We talked about Ryan O'Hearn quite a bit and what a cool season it's been for him, all the things that he's gone through to get to this point, even the call in the dugout, calling mom and letting her know. What are your thoughts on what we've seen from him, and do we see him on this team after the trade deadline?
Yeah, man, he's had a really great year. Like you said, he's got a cool story. It's been fun to see him get to this point. When we talked to him yesterday before the game, he walked up to us just with the biggest smile on his face. Like, it's clear how much this means to him and the journey that he's taken to get to this point. Do I think he's on this team after the trade deadline? I don't. I think you have to get what you can in return for guys like him and Cedric Mullins, which is a shame because those are two of the best guys in the clubhouse, both in terms of leadership style for the team and in terms of when talking to the media, they're pretty forward about the state of the ball club, conversations and just being honest about where they are with things. So, you know, obviously it'd be a shame for the fan base and for all of us if Ryan O'Hearn isn't there. But I think that the Orioles have to do what's best for 2026. They cannot afford to be in a similar position next year with the talent they have to go into next year and not compete.
Sam Cohn from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, joins us. Sam, you brought up Tomo Sugano a few minutes ago. And Jeremy said this way when the season started, when he had some success, that he's the type of pitcher that the league figures out. With the fact that he's a pitch-to-contact guy, do you think, in fact, that's where he is at this point of the season? The league has figured him out?
I do. And honestly, and that's exactly what Tony Mancelino had said last night, that it's location and command issues, but as much as anything, guys around the league have figured him out. And he's going to have to adjust. The pitching coaches are going to have to find ways for him to adjust, because when his stuff is good, I mean, he throws strikes. He gave up two home runs last night, but in between that, the Rangers played a little bit of small ball, and they had runners on second and third and no outs. And Tomo really got himself into a sticky situation, and then he struck out two guys right away. So it's clear, like, there's still something there. Like, it's not like he's just completely unraveling, but he can't be making those kinds of mistakes. Earlier in the season, he was the guy. There was no one on this pitching staff better at flushing innings. He was the guy who could give up a home run, who could give up a run or two, and come back the next inning and be sharp. He's got a lot of maturity in that sense. He played a lot of pro baseball in his life and has had a long career. So you expect that from a guy like that, but yeah, to your point, I think we're looking at a guy who the league has figured out. He either makes adjustments or it only gets worse from here.
I know this is opinion-based, but since we were talking, a trade deadline approaching, and that's what everybody wants to talk about, do you think the Orioles are only moving guys with expiring contracts? Do you think there's a chance, like Felix Batista's name was brought up, that they could get a lion's share for him? Do you think it gets that crazy, or are we just looking at maybe some smaller moves to add for next year?
No, I don't think it gets that crazy, but I think you're looking at a handful of I don't love to use the word smaller, because getting rid of guys like Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn doesn't feel small, but you know, to your point, those are guys that you can't just lose them in free agency. They're probably going to get a decent amount of value out of their bullpen. That's probably the other place outside of Felix Bautista. A guy like Sir Anthony Dominguez is the first one that comes to mind. He's been pretty sharp the last month or so. So I think, you know, the two heads of the snake, and then you're probably looking at the bullpen to try to get some value back for either the back half of this year or going into next year.
There he is. He is Sam Cohn from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Sam, tell our listeners how to follow you on social media.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at Sam D. Cohn, SamDCohn. I think that's my Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Please follow me.
Thanks a lot, Sam. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.